Proclamation number 8620, dated the September 18th, 1963. What did Jesus' body consist of? Second. Supplement regarding Bertha Dud 8586. You need never fear misguided teachings if you turn to me directly for clarification. I will always provide you with the correct explanation as soon as something is incomprehensible to you. For you, who shall spread the truth, must also be able to refute every objection. You yourselves must know how everything relates to each other, otherwise you cannot be true representatives of the truth. And thus you should also know that all matter is solidified spiritual substance, spiritual strength, which was once emanated by me as a being and did not fulfill its actual purpose, because these beings refused to be active according to my will. As a result of this refusal, the spiritual substance hardened, that is, it solidified, and I gave shape to this substance. The hardened substance became matter. However, by virtue of my power, I can also let matter arise which has not first gone through the process of hardening of spiritual substance. By virtue of my will, I can solidify spiritual strength into a form. This is what I did in order to create a cover of flesh for myself which, however, was not meant to be any different from that of any other human being, with the exception that it did not originate from my adversary's realm, but I joined the spiritual substance directly to creation, so that it indeed took the path through the creations which matter has to take in order to carry out its serving functions, and thereby gradually develops to the stage where it shall serve as an abode for a soul. Every person's cover of flesh is still at the initial stage of development. It is not yet spiritualized, and after a person's death it must generally still travel a very long path of development until it may shelter as part of a soul in a body. The time the spiritual substance needed in order to serve a soul as a body was also granted by me to this solidified strength in order to travel the path through the creations until it was permitted to serve Jesus as an external form. For this soul required a body which was of the same consistency as any other human body, because he wanted to spiritualize this body as well, and because, through his body, he was also subject to all temptations by immature spirit which had hoped to gain influence over the soul through the body. Thus, his body's substance was effectively non-fallen spirit. Yet it had traveled through the realm of the fallen spirits. The body likewise belonged to the creation which shelters the fallen beings, and during this path of development had to prove itself already by experiencing and enduring the pain of its bound, constrained state, which was part of Jesus' act of salvation as well, nevertheless also contributed towards the complete spiritualization of Jesus' body. For as a result of the process through creation, the body was as similarly natured as any other human body, and Jesus the man had to fight the same battles against cravings and weaknesses, and yet the body was without sin because it was intended to serve me as an abode, and I already dwelled in Jesus the infant and at times also proved it to Jesus. It must be understandable to you that Jesus spiritualized, but it could not have belonged to another original spirit, that I therefore took care of this physical body myself, and that it was an act of my power and wisdom, but that, on the other hand, its nature had to be such that its spiritualization could also take place in order to substantiate the process of his resurrection and to give people the incentive to strive for the body's spiritualization as well. For this purpose, the individual substances of Jesus' body took the path through the works of creation to and endured the torment of constraint, so that Jesus' act of salvation would be a complete and utter success. for then the external immature forces exerted influence on Jesus the man. They tried to entice the still weak bodily substances to become sinful. Yet Jesus resisted them. He fought against all temptations and silenced the body's every craving. So truly, his battle was not an easy one despite the fact that he was without sin. Nothing was spared him precisely because he wanted to exemplify to his fellow human being how to live. He wanted to provide the evidence that it is possible for every person to achieve the same. To spare it allies body and soul. Nevertheless, even if it is not yet entirely comprehensible to you, you should believe that Jesus' body and soul were without sin and that precisely because of this Jesus had to suffer far more, because he had entered a sinful region and had to succeed in the harshest battle on earth a person will ever have to go through. For everything of an earthly nature besieged his body and his soul, and only his greater than great love stood up to these pressures. For Jesus, the human being, sheltered the fullness of God within him and together with me he was victorious and broke the adversary's power. Amen.